During the March open house at the South Carolina Historic Aviation Foundation, Schaaf was proud to welcome a couple of World War II veterans. Frank Hall also Maynard Cussworth. Cussworth is familiar with the B-25. He talked about his experiences during World War II and about the B-25 Mitchell bomber.
You have experience with B-25s?
Yes, I flew it after the war was over. It was, I don't know, maybe the next year or so. Or it was during the year that after, a month or several months after the war was over. I was flying B-24s before that, and
you said this was
Victorville, California.
Yeah, you said this was a noisy plane, a B-25.
Yeah, it was a very noisy plane. You're glad to have your headphone on when you fly on that. You take it off and you ruin your ears in a hurry. It was a noisy airplane, but good airplane. And good on one engine, too, because I had some engine failures with it, and lived through that. Wasn't bad at all. Flew well on one engine as well as it did on two, almost.
Good airplane to fly?
Yeah, nice flying airplane.
And you, what other types have you flown? You flew B-25, B-24?
B-17, B-24, and then P-51. Flown that, and the jet came out about right after the B-51. What was that? Use for a trainer? Is it twin?
F-80.
Yeah, I think it was F-80.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it. A little time in that. That's the only jet time I really got. The rest I've got is a lot of time in the C-130, which is a jet engine with props, turboprop engines.
Tell me a little more about a B-25, you know. What?
Well, I wrote if you hadn't completed, the Air Force came up with a program that if you hadn't finished your college education when you were pulled out for the World War II, they would send you back for at least two years of college to do it. And I was in my sophomore year, I guess it was, when I pulled out. And so I went and requested a chance to finish up and get a degree. And one of the things that came up is I was, they assigned me, I was out at Illinois, and I was going to go to school out at the University of Illinois, and when I applied for the course that I asked for, I needed a completion of English, because I hadn't had an English program. And so I had to write a story on, several of us were basically the same problem, and had to write, it just gives, I don't know, it was 300 words or 400 words, something like that, of something that we had done, or something that we could write on. And I go, oh my gosh, what am I going to write on? I said, the only thing I know that really did something to my life was, and it saved my life, was flying the B-25. One time when I'd lost an engine, and I'd just come out of instrument flying over Lake Oneida, and it blew a cylinder right down through the cowling of the engine, which we found out after it landed, but we didn't know about its tremendous boom. And the engines, one of the engines had been changed out in California a couple of flights before that flight, and they had hadn't done something just right with the trans, going from one alternator to the other alternator, was supposed to switch over, and it didn't switch over, so we had the engine out, and the alternator didn't switch because it wasn't rigged right to do so. And we're landing. It was a dark night, middle of the night, and we're going to land at Rome Air Base, which was our home base. And so I, up to making a landing, I was going to land there with one engine, and went to put the landing gear down. And the co-pilot was with me, said, well, we don't have a down light for showing that the nose wheel light's not down. And so instead of waiting for me to say, leave it down, we're going to land anyway, he circled it so the landing gear would come up and recycle it. Well, he did that. And by that time, I had to make a go-around. I was over the runway and couldn't land, so I made a go-around. And we barely made it around on one engine because he had all that drag with the landing gear down and the flaps down and all that. By the time I got all that up, the airplane had slowed down to about 90 knots, and you stall at about 85 knots at that time, or maybe 88 knots. So we were close to that, and we had to climb up because of a little hill at the other end of the runway that you had to get up over. So I don't know how close we came to that. But anyway, we finally got it up and got it flying, went through around the pattern of the airport and came back in and got the gear down this time, and everything landed safely. But I was praying about it after we landed, of course. And so I thought of that from our writing, and I wrote that God also was also my co-pilot. And God was my co-pilot was one of the things that was out at that time, very popular. I don't remember who wrote that, but anyway, I use that as a title for my seminar, and it worked. And so that's one of the major things that I remember about the B-25. But I got a lot of time in it after that. It was a good airplane, but I had some single-engine time in it for other reasons after that.
Thank you.